Dr. Thea Gallagher joins us every year in the month of May for More Good Days in May. You've been on for years with us. Welcome back.
So happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Let's start from the beginning in case anyone's new to Bubba Show or has never heard you on. This has been many years. Give us your credentials of what you do and specifically exposure therapy also.
Yeah. So I'm a clinical psychologist and associate professor in the psychiatry department at NYU. I'm a specialist in treating anxiety and anxiety related disorders. And the best way to treat anxiety is to face your fears, is to do the thing that you're afraid of. And actually, so many conditions that people struggle with, and even if you don't meet the clinical threshold of a condition, so many things that people struggle with actually can be improved upon with behavior. You know, we used to think that you had to like kind of figure out the core reason, that you had to go deep into the past to understand it. And that stuff can be helpful. But at the end of the day, a lot of times what we have to is we have to do something different. And that's exciting to me because that's very accessible. It's very within reach. It can feel hard, but we typically have more control over our behaviors than we do our thoughts and feelings. So it's always a nice place to start. Like if you wanted to exercise more, you could start with like 10 minutes a day, right? You could start with finding a buddy, getting something going. The nice thing is that I feel like there's always hope when it comes to behaviors. And so I'm very much a behavior change kind of therapist.
How important is overall wellness to mental health?
Yeah. So the cool thing is that everybody can benefit from thinking about their mental health, right? I think we used to think like, oh, you have mental illness, but what's mental wellness, right? And we know that there's a huge spectrum and there's going to be a time in all of our lives when we're struggling with maybe some symptoms of anxiety or depression or anger, right? And so we might not be meeting some sort of clinical threshold for a disorder, but how do we stay well in our lives? And wellness, you know, has gotten taken over by, there's a lot of stuff out there about supplements and take this and do that and manifest this and manifest that. The cool thing is from the psychological side, we know a lot of things that can really help with our wellness and well-being that we can all benefit from every day, right? And it's eating nutritive meals, getting good sleep, moving our bodies, and social connection. These things are so important as the pillars of our health. And if those suffer, you're not really going to be able to make too much progress with your overall mental health.
Let me ask you this. So when I take my pre and probiotics and my peptides every morning, how does wellness go wrong? Because sometimes I feel that I'm overdoing it or making more anxiety and more stress for myself, taking all these things that you need to take for your mental health to make you feel better.
Right. And the tough part is that we don't have a lot of research about a lot of these things, right? And so we joke in the medical field, you might just be paying for some overpriced urine. We don't exactly know what's working. And I know for me, every day I'm on social media and they're like, take this, do this. I'm like, I don't know if there's enough hours in a day where I could consume this many pills, like, or this many things. So, I mean, I think it's exciting. It's an exciting time that more research is going to be coming out. I think make sure that you're doing your due diligence to kind of understand the research, talk to your doctors, really try to understand that. But at the end of the day, people, I've figured out in my work, people want something magical, right? They want something that's going to change everything. They want an exciting new workout that's going to do it all. They want an exciting new pill that's going to, like, you know, turn their transformational life. And the thing that we figured out is it's a lot of times it's small and consistent behaviors over time that make the real difference. And they're accessible to us and how it's, they're challenging, right? We don't have an information problem anymore, right? We have so much information on the internet about what we should do to do well.
I disagree. I think we do have an information problem. I think we've got way too much information that we've got to try to wrap our brains around whether it's real or fake.
Oh, too much information. Absolutely. That's the problem. But it's not a lack of information. It's a lack of implementation. And a lot of us, even like we know, hey, drink more water. But every day I've got to like pump myself up because sometimes these things are harder than we realize. And I think we feel ashamed about, hey, I'd love some more control over my cell phone use. But it feels hard. And I think that's the thing is that we're not talking about some of the simple things and the simple practices that we have to do over time that actually feel harder, but none of us want to admit.
I think things that are trying to help us for our mental health sometimes can also be too much for our mental health.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
We reach a critical mass and we're like binging, you know, self-help and betterment and all these things. And it's like, but have you gone on like a 10 minute walk today? Did you call a friend? Did you connect with someone in your life? Did you make yourself a nice sandwich or something? I think it's sometimes like we have so much information and we're kind of overwhelmed to the point of paralysis. And then it's like, what do I do? And then I'm not doing anything right. And also then we can get into trying to make it perfect and all or nothing. And that's really not going to work either. We kind of need to live our lives in like an 80-20 fashion to be successful. 80% like healthy, conscious, but like 20%, we also need to be like, you know, I want to be able to not be thinking about it all the time.
All right, Dr. Thea Gallagher, more Good Days in May. You said something earlier that I need clarification on. Find out what that is next on 100.7 Star.